Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I have two points to make, one to Mr. DeSoto and the other to Ayman, and I would like to congratulate Mr. Borkman on his work and his organization as well. On the issue of Mr. DeSoto, on the issue of the third party, it has always been the position of the Palestinian leadership to really engage a third party in the negotiations. The problem is the engagement of the third party. The third party never knew what sort of terms of reference that it does dictate its work. For example, when you ask the Americans, what is your role in the whole of the process? Are you mediators? Are you honest brokers? Are you facilitators? And what are you? Even now the French, what is it that France really is doing? Is France just simply holding a conference? Are the French facilitators? Are they mediators? Are they brokers? So the issue of the third party, which we very much are interested in, and we were very hopeful that the engagement of Mr. Martin Indyk, when he was appointed as a American envoy to the peace process, having the United States as a shepherd of the process, the Israeli delegation never allowed Martin Indyk to be in the room. I was there for about 6 months, and we wanted a third party to be present because the relationship on the negotiating table is a symmetrical relationship. And in order for you to correct this imbalance of the relationship, you need a third party to correct the imbalance. Having certain mediators who are themselves are imbalanced, they make the imbalance more imbalanced. And so the third party engagement is not necessarily always useful unless it is exactly defined well with the clear terms of reference, what is the mandate of this third party. That's one point. I will not take much time, but I would like to address the other point to my brother and friend, member of Knesset, Ayman Audi. The Israeli delegation and the negotiations have presented additional final status issue. The Palestinian-Israeli final status issues for negotiations are borders, refugees, security, water, and Jerusalem. And all of a sudden, the Israeli delegation came up with adding additional point, which is asking the Palestinians to recognize Israel as a Jewish state. The Palestinian delegation, including myself, fully and totally rejected this sort of a new formulation of us to recognize Israel as a state. And we said, let Israel call itself whatever it wants. Let Netanyahu send a letter to the United Nations and say, from now on, there are two religious states in the region, the Islamic State of Iran and the Jewish State of Israel. It's up to you to call yourself whatever you want, but don't ask me to recognize. So from our side, we fully and totally rejected this to be a condition on us to recognize Israel as a Jewish state. I would like to ask you, my dear brother and friend Ayman, what does it mean to you, this issue of imposition Israel as a Jewish state on the Palestinians inside Israel? Thank you.